You ever hear people say just she's big?
Yeah. Black people.
How would they say that?
Say she just big, you know.
How did that sound?
I wouldn't use the word.
It sounds a little bit crude to you?
I would think, yeah.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send what?
Midwife.
Any old-fashioned name for midwife?
I've heard it, but I can't remember.
And a child...
Granny woman, yeah.
Huh?
Granny woman.
Okay. A child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
Bastard, I guess.
How did that sound?
I would refer to it as a child born out of wedlock. The word bastard is used in the Bible, and it depends on, the person's mind. Some of those things won't offend me. That other people, they get offended at it.
How's it used in the Bible?
Where it says Jesus was describing somebody and he said they were bastards, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was referring to they weren't born into the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear terms like woods colt or bush child or anything like that?
No.
And you say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
Lovely.
Or loving. She's even...
Jane is a...
Is loving.
Lovely.
Loving.
Loving.
And also Peggy is even...
Lovelier.
Okay. And your brother's son is called your...
Nephew.
And a child that's lost both its parents is a...
Orphan.
And the person he's supposed to look after is his legal...
Guardian.
Hmm?
Guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this area is full of my...
Kinfolk.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
Relation. Or no kin. I'd
and
probably say no kin.
Someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's a...
Stranger.
Huh?
Stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
Immigrant. Foreigner. Boy, what are you doing? Cut your thing off.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who was from this country?
Yeah. I've heard people say he's a foreigner, you know. People from Oklahoma have a great characteristic of that. I have some distant relatives that live in Oklahoma. They talk like I did when they left you and they came back, they had a different vocabulary.
Would you call people from Oklahoma or places like that foreigners?
Not now, but back then, when I was a kid, you know, anybody came further than 50 miles away, he was a foreigner as far as we was concerned. We'd never seen or heard of him before.
A woman who conducts school is called a...
Teacher, school mom.
Did y'all used to use the word school mom?
My grandparents did, you know. They taught us that they to call them teacher, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher taught us that.
What was a barrel maker called?
Cool. Never seen one to know of.
Or did you ever hear somebody's family named Cooper or Cooper?
Yeah.
What would you call a married woman with that name?
Cooper? What would I call a married woman with the name Cooper?
Yeah, if you were introducing them, you say this is...
Mrs. Cooper.
Did you ever say Ms.?
Miss?
Ms.
Ms. Maybe in a slang way, but I try to say Mrs., you know. I might say, this is Mrs. Cooper, you know.
Uh-huh.
Depends on how it rolls out.